Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70. We have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm Bilal. This is Scooby.
Okay. And what is that?
Scooby, we protect your privacy. And if you've been listening to the news lately, you know that our friends from Facebook had some issues with giving away data. So we are actually going the other way. We make sure that we protect your privacy in many different exchanges, whether it's social media engagements, when you share things on social media, whether you share documents with others, or whether you are sharing very specific privacy-related information with other companies, like your email, your address. I don't want to say social security number, but that's a valid share as well. And you want to control how long the companies can make use of the data that you've shared,
okay,
or for what purpose, because it's important that, you know, when I buy a product, I only get it shipped, not just and get all the marketing behind it. That wasn't really my intent, as well as for how long, right? So that is a spectrum of data exchange that's changing in Europe rapidly because new laws come in effect,
yep. And
new platforms like ours help people govern that whole life cycle of data that needs to happen now.
Okay. So walk me through how the app would work. Like, let's say I want to share something with someone on Facebook.
Sure. Facebook is good. Always a good example. Normally, when you share, let's say, an image on Facebook, you kind of have given away your rights initially when you signed up for an account because that was the deal. Give away your privacy and your data so Facebook can make money on it. You know, you're the product in the end.
Right.
With our platform, what we do is we actually sign these images visibly as well as invisibly so that you have property rights on these images that you've shared. So that you can claim them afterwards and have a standing with the courts to have Facebook take it down versus if you just share straight up and you haven't prepared your property in any way, they then refer back to their own terms and then you have a hard time removing whatever you're objecting to.
So in the case of, say, an artist.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I got good stuff for that.
Who is trying to show their work.
Yes.
For marketing reasons or whatever, one of the things that artists are always told is don't put it on social media.
Yes,
right.
Yes, because there are problems. Once you've put it on social media based on the terms of service, it's very hard for you then to claim later on that it was your property or that they shouldn't be taking it down. It's always questionable on social media itself because you have to fight them one way or the other.
Yeah.
Right.
When it comes to, I guess, sharing, the question is, if you're an artist, you have a piece of music, you have a piece of artwork that has a visual representation, and you give it to others, what is a good way of doing so?
Right.
On our platform...
Because I've had, like, drawings...
Yes,
taken,
absolutely.
Stolen.
So let's say, on our platform, you declare a piece of copyright. We can actually help you share it better. The normal mechanism today that we have out there in the world actually is based on fear and saying, you can't share it any further. Please don't share it any further.
Right?
If I'm an artist. Oh, don't share my songs anymore. We have actually built in our platform mechanisms where you can say, this is my copyright, and everybody gets to share it. But here are the terms. Whenever somebody like Peter shares it with Paul, I want a license fee. So rather than inhibiting people from sharing freely, you tell them share freely on Scooby. Because if I want something, Scooby will make sure that I get it.
Right.
As a license, if I need a license, if I want to prevent somebody from sharing it, if I allow them to actually upcharge it, I have actually policies that I can surround my share and we will enforce it for you.
Okay. So like I would go to your site
and
then I would just share it from there.
Yes. So yeah. Okay. So our site becomes the initiation point for a lot of information and sharing.
Right.
That way you can also see what has happened historically. If you shared your address today with 15 people as a contact, you wouldn't know tomorrow that those were the 15 people that you shared it with.
Right.
Unless you have a platform like ours where you managed it through. Whether it's your drawing or whether it's your address, we treat it in a similar fashion.
Okay.
We have little twists to it because we can detect misuse for address shares, and we can see whether somebody is trying to share it again when they shouldn't have. Okay. That kind of stuff is possible. The other element, us being privacy first type of platform, is we will erase all traces as soon as we can. And that goes beyond just the surface level, I deleted the picture. We'll go into deep log files of all the systems and erase all the activity out.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Okay. Mm-hmm. So not just the source,
yes,
but all of the logs around,
yes,
it.
So the sooner we can, we have actually a life cycle that we determine for all the pieces of data that we ever collect. And and we basically determine, this is the soonest we can get rid of it. Let's get rid of it. Our attitude has always been, we don't need to keep your data. There's so many stores out there on the web, Google Drive, OneDrive. You don't need us to store it for you.
Right. If,
even though we can connect to these and you can say, drop it in there for me and we're done, we will get rid of the traces of the shares. That's not our business, and we want to be conscious of what we have about you or on you at all times.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Obviously, privacy is an important topic right now,
mm-hmm.
more so than it had online, because it until like 3 weeks ago, nobody seemed to care.
Nobody did.
Everybody got mad about Facebook sharing what restaurants you've been to. Nobody cared that that credit information had been.
Equifax is an interesting example because. The outrage was so subdued compared to the impact on people's life.
Yeah.
We're talking about lifelong
impact.
People were mad
for like an hour and a half, and then you didn't hear about it again.
Yes.
And then with Facebook, they're still raging today.
It is.
It was so weird.
It probably hits them a little closer to what they're used to. Equifax is kind of a behind-the-scenes business.
Yeah.
Where
out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, kind of. Where they have amassed this massive amount of data that kind of is your virtual representation.
That comes to them passively, mm-hmm. as far as you're concerned, as opposed to Facebook, which is active.
Yeah, I've given it to you, and you kind of misused my trust. Equifax kind of gathered it behind whatever the scenes, behind the black curtain, and they make money on your data.
Mm-hmm.
You are, again, product.
Yeah.
But it seems so distant, so remote.
Yeah.
But not realizing that 20 years from now, you probably are going to be somehow impacted by Equifax's breach.
Sure.
Not as much probably by Facebook's breach.
Right. But with your platform,
mm-hmm.
your Equifax, we may not have been able to do anything about. But
well, it depends, because remember the legal framework would be the same as in Europe, then yes, you can do something about
it.
And there are clear repercussions for Equifax messing up, because the question is, how did they get the data and were they authorized to have the data?
Sure.
On our platform, you have a clear trace of, if I give it to you and you wish to give it to him, like Peter gives to Paul, you have to ask my permission first. And I say, okay, it's okay to give it to Paul. And then we'll pass it on to Paul. We have a clear trace that Paul has your data now. Equifax obtained the data in roundabout ways. We don't know how. And the question is, were they supposed to have it? And using a legal framework like the European GDPR, there are repercussions up to, I think, 20 million euros a year in terms of just fines that would be associated with misuse and mishandling of data. Which is substantial, and it gives people incentive to act.
Okay. And so my guess is that through your system, we can't protect, say, buying history, because that happens off-site. That's technically not my data. I share that data with the company that I'm interacting with.
In terms of classification for the legal framework, your internet browsing history is considered private
sure.
data. So internet purchasing is considered private data. Now, if you're not living in Europe, you don't have the benefit of protection. Our platform can't do anything about that, but what we can negotiate with the particular company is that they can only keep it for so long, and they have to delete it after so much time.
Okay. So we can protect his drawings from getting stolen.
if he uses our platform right. for exchange, and other people use it as well. So that's the premise.
And we can protect our legitimate personal data.
Yes.
All through this system.
Yes. We give you a good way of managing all the things that go into the dark territory. Gotcha. In a normal internet life, we probably have filled in 1 to 2 online forms and submitted our data. And it goes behind the curtain, boosh, it vanishes.
Right.
That's the normal behavior of people just engaging on the internet.
Uh-huh.
If you signed up for the show, you probably filled in 30, 40 forms of stuff. There's tons of data. And you always wonder, what happened to it? What happens afterwards?
Right.
With our system, you actually have clarity. You can actually see that you've submitted it 40 times and ask for deletion when there's no longer needed. And the company then has to justify why they keep it.
Wow.
Interesting.
It would have been a different experience if the users or the organizers had used our system to manage data.
Gotcha.
Totally different experience.
All right. If customers or if people want more information about your platform, want to see it in action, how can they do that?
They can go to our website, www.xcoopee.com. It's like Scooby, and the word bee is intentional because our user paradigm is built on the life cycle of bees. So you actually, and many times in the way you engage with our platform is by hiring little bees to do work for you, whether it's deliver a painting or an image to somebody or send your address information to somebody else. You just hire little bees that do the work.
Wow.
So we make privacy very approachable. It's fun.
I like it. Thank you very much for coming out here.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
I appreciate this.
Thank you, sir.
And have a good rest of Collision.
All right. Thank you.